All right, everybody, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're heading down south to Texas.
Yeah, down at Universal City.
We're going to check out this BJJ school that caught our eye. Humble Roots BJJ.
Definitely an interesting one, yeah.
So first things first, BJJ stands for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Right.
And it's a grappling-based martial art that came from Brazil, evolved from judo, focusing on, you know, using technique.
Leverage.
Yeah, leverage and technique over just, like, pure strength.
Exactly. So it's really effective for smaller individuals to be able to overcome larger opponents using, you know, technique and strategy rather than just brute force.
Yeah. And Humble Roots, they make it clear that they're all about that kind of philosophy. Oh. But they've got this interesting mix of traditional and modern, you know, approaches.
Right.
So they're affiliated with Semper Fortis Jiu-Jitsu, which traces back to Master Luiz Pelhares.
Yeah, and that lineage is a big deal in the BJJ world. It really means something to be able to trace your teaching all the way back to someone like Master Pelhares. He's known for his style.
Pressure passing?
Yeah, the pressure passing, a lot of emphasis on control.
Right.
And that's something that you see reflected in Humble Roots curriculum.
I saw that they even offer workshops.
Exactly.
On like those specific techniques.
Yeah, definitely dedicated to that lineage. But, you know, what I found interesting was their focus on community.
Yeah.
They talk about building a tribe. And at first, you know, I was like, tribe? What does that even mean?
It sounds a little intense.
It does sound kind of intense. But then I thought about it some more and I was like, you know what? It really shows their dedication to creating this feeling of,
belonging.
Yeah, belonging. That you're not just training with people. You're part of something bigger.
You're part of the tribe.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really reinforced by the fact that Humble Roots is family and veteran owned.
Right, right.
So there's that kind of built-in sense of shared values.
Like they're walking the walk.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not just like a marketing thing.
Right, it's part of their identity.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like they're really passionate about making BJJ accessible to, you know, everyone, no matter what your background is.
Definitely. They want to create a welcoming atmosphere for anybody who's interested.
And they state it right there on their website. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to provide a family-oriented environment where everyone can learn not only jiu-jitsu, but also self-defense, discipline, self-confidence, and improving one's health while enjoying the experience.
That's a mouthful, but it basically sums up what they're all about.
Yep.
You know, it's not just about learning how to fight. It's about...
It is holistic.
It is holistic, yeah. Personal growth, all those things that come along with training in martial arts.
So we've got the authentic lineage, the strong community focus, and that emphasis on personal growth.
They're really kind of creating their own unique niche in the BJJ world.
Yeah, and I think it's cool. I think it's awesome that they're finding, you know, a way to balance those traditional BJJ values with a more modern approach. So for all of you listening out there, we got to ask, if you were to step onto the mats at Humble Roots, what do you think would draw you in the most? That connection to Master Pelhares, the sense of belonging, or the focus on self-improvement? Let us know. And if you're interested in checking them out, we've got their contact info from their website in the show notes.
Definitely check them out.
All right, that's it for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening.
See ya.